Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello everybody, and TGIF to you all. And tonight is, you know, Rebel Card Night.
Okay. Sorry. And with that said, we're going to have some fun with those in-your-face, right-to-the-point rebel cards. A lot of people like them. I was afraid some might get offended, you know, the culture we're living in now. Woo! But I guess it's a go. So, yes, it's Rebel Card Night. Card Night. I want to remind all of you that, yes, I'm your psychic love doctor for the next hour and a half. Fridays and Saturdays, we go for 90 minutes. So don't worry, there'll be plenty of time to get you on the show as long as you get in the queue, like ASAP. You doing all right?
No, fine.
Okay. How's everybody? I hope you're doing well. On this Friday, which is very sultry and nice for us, but what does that mean? But for others, I hear there's been rain and snow and who knows what else, cold temperatures. I want to remind everyone that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards for these readings, okay? So I just want you to be aware that this is not tarot card reading. This is not oracle card reading, although Jim will be giving you a rebel card for the completion of your reading. And also not any other system that's out there. And I know there are many and they're all very good in their own light. So I also want to mention that I will be using a full 24 card layout for each of your readings, which means that I'm not going to be counting them out. Others prefer that. I do not. I want to see what your look like. And it's the same one that I use when we are in a private session. The only difference is you get many layouts in a session. You do not get more than one during a show, as time is of the essence. Okay, so I believe with that said, I'm going to pass you on to Mr. Jimbo.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for entertainment and informational purposes. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight, whether you are in Blog Talk Radio land or listening in another platform through that, or if you're on Facebook, if you're international, you must please let us know and we will give you live international shout outs like we shall right now to Terry Sue, who's joining us from the UK. Welcome, Terry Sue. And there'll be others that'll join us internationally and we'll give you live shout outs anytime you show up. We'll work you in middle of a reading. We'll kind of work a gap in. We'll get you in there. Respect. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is completely true. While the show is going on, you shall hear it. If the show is not going on, you'll hear music. After you hear silence, something is not right in Bangkok. So you might want to wait a minute. And if you still have silence, hang up, call back. Once in a while, things go wrong. You know, it's a technical world we live in. We usually are fairly fast about straightening it out. So that's the name of that tune. Facebookers, we shall turn to you if we get gaps in the calls. most of you that have been here quite often know the drill on that. Can't make promises and pinpoint precise times. If it does happen, you just have to kind of hang loose and see if it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Wednesdays are the shows we do that alternate. So Wednesdays is the shows we do guarantee some Facebook readings. And we just did one a couple days ago. So we shall see what we shall see. Yeehaw! All right, when you hear that sound, the rebel yell, that is the sound. It means a couple things. First, foremost, I think the most important is your reading's wrapping up. That's important because there's other folks behind you. We don't want to make your reading crappy, but we have to make it end eventually for the other folks to call in, who called in or on Facebook or whatever, want to get there. So please, when you hear that, just let it come to an end naturally. Be nice. Don't try to get part two or part three or part four to your reading. You ask your stuff up front. Also, though, before you do depart, before we do move on, we shall give you a single card from the Rebel deck. It's only on Fridays. That's why they get the Rebel Yell, the Yeehaw. You know, Billy Idol had a song with a Rebel Yell. She cried more.
And how did it go?
I just...
I meant the yell. Wasn't there a...
No, there wasn't.
That's
funny.
Kind of a lie.
Well, she said, with a Rebel Yell, she cried more. So apparently she yelled more in a rebellious way, whatever that is. So anyway, we'll give you a single card. I'll give you a single card. I'll pull it randomly from the Rebel deck. It'll have a message. It won't be sugar-coated, but ultimately there is some positive meaning in it. It might just come out in a negative way, but it is what it is. That's why it's only on Friday, only the Rebel deck. You will get it and you will like it. I think, today, interesting, there's a couple cool days, Dub. It's National Pizza Day.
Yeah.
And throw on top of that, Chocolate Day. Wow, baby.
I'm not much of a chocolate person.
No, but if somebody puts it in front of you and says, here, you will eat it. I'm not going to go out and buy it. But if it's there, got some coffee early in the morning.
A little piece of chocolate cake like that. I could eat that. Yeah.
Early in the morning, just waking up, I'm at work. If somebody puts some out and I got some coffee, they go good together.
Sure you will.
They complement each other well.
Oh, yes, copy. I found a cake, and I'm going to show it to you guys when it arrives. I am ordering, it's called a donut cake. And what it is it's a big donut, and it's got icing on it and probably other stuff. But a donut cake. Oh, my goodness, with a good cup of coffee. Or for some folks, tea.
Okay, lots of mm-mms.
Yeah, okay.
All right, we're going to grab in and jump in the caller. Some have been waiting for a while. Well, first caller is, I believe it's another country of England. Is it not? Is this Deep?
This is Deep. Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello there,
good evening.
Thank you for holding patiently. We even got a late start. We appreciate you holding. So go ahead.
Yeah, tell us what's on your mind.
Thanks for the reading last time. I wanted to ask about my 14-year-old son who lives with his mom.
Okay.
So he's having a difficult time growing up. He has issues with his mom, who's a very difficult person herself. And so he has mental health issues, but he's bright, but he doesn't study enough, and so overall, I wanted to ask, how do you see things going with him?
Okay.
Not just studies-wise, but health-wise and upbringing-wise.
So both health and upbringing-wise, how do you see things going? So how do you think things going for the son?
And are you able to see him much, Deep?
Not much, because his mom always... throws a spanner in the works, and she says things to him behind my back, which he probably believes. And so, we did have a good bond, but I haven't seen him enough last 3-4 years.
I'm sorry.
Wow. I do see
that.
Him. Not that
see, here in the States, that's called parental alienation.
International shout out to Laura in Canada.
And a parent can get in a lot of legal trouble doing that. But I'll take a look at this for you, and we'll see what we will see regarding your son, okay?
Yeah, it's, well, you know, like she said, there's upbringing issues, and he's also already struggling with some mental health stuff, so that's just going to throw gas on the fire. So hopefully, you know, it's too bad that the focus sometimes doesn't become the child when these mothers start trying to poison the mind and say terrible things about the other parent.
Mothers too.
Well, I mean, I'm saying one parent. One, I'm just saying in this case, it's the mom. But yeah, a lot of times if a parent has majority of the physical custody, they'll try to.
And you know, it poisons their little impressionable.
Well, of course. Well, that's what they're doing. Is they're it's a form of brainwashing, and it's for their own gain. It's not for the child's benefit. It doesn't benefit a child to alienate them from a parent. Unless the parent's a criminal or something, but otherwise it's just pure vindictiveness and whatever other reason, and the kid will be the ultimate loser, and the, of course the other parent who misses out on the child. So
that's
very common. That's not just our country. That's around the world that crap happens.
A shame that your ex has to be this way.
Yeah, and they're out there, male or female exes. It doesn't matter.
The custodial parent needs to realize that child needs two parents.
I mean, it's going to be benefit. Yeah. If they're there, if the parent's there, obviously, if one isn't there. Yes, there's no reason to deny that. That will just cause harm. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, what I'm seeing is that you have a situation very much like my late husband. He had a son at the time that his first marriage broke up, who was at that time going on 7. And this boy was so infected with lies and hatred from his mother that he refused to come out on visitation. And sure, my husband could have gone in there with the sheriff and dragged him out, but he thought that would be even more damaging to the child. Well, I kept saying from the cards, Daryl, that boy is going to want to come to live with you, but he's going to have to grow up more. And it actually came to pass when that boy went on to university, and which was luckily close by. And Daryl was able to get over there, spend time with him, and pretty soon the boy said, I want to come and live with you and Mama Deb. And when he came to us, that mother was absolutely vile. She threw his stuff in a dumpster. She had, and it's not funny, it's sad, but she had a police officer escort her son off the property. I see here that the mother of this child has such a stronghold right now on him that I feel the best you can do is send greeting cards, send gifts. When you can, I wouldn't send money because she'll probably snatch it away from him. I don't know. I'm just saying that your relationship with her does not look amicable in the least. But he's going to grow up. He's going to get his own mind. And I honestly believe he's going to want to be with his father. So
what do you see for his, like he asked, like the how is his future upbringing and mental health, physical health, all that stuff?
Yeah.
How is that looking for the future?
With his trouble in school, my experience and what I see in your cards confirmed is that he is a very intelligent boy, and the school bores him because there's not enough there to challenge his mind. So when that happens, you know, they kind of turn off completely to the whole academic, you know, situation, and the kids need an education. So, and he's got such an angry, angry heart towards you that likely it wouldn't hurt to get some counseling for him, but you have to get the mother, I suppose.
There lies the problem, the mother. International shout out to Rachel in Australia, the other side of the world. International shout out, welcome. And Deb?
But all hope is not lost, Deep. I really feel that eventually the situation is going to be resolved. Your son is going to be with you until when he becomes an adult and he'll be ready to go on to college or he'll go out on his own. But he is going to make you very proud. So right now life is difficult. But I still have to tell you, boy, are you going to make a lot of money in your coming future. I mean, it's lots of money. All right?
Yeehaw!
Yeah, that's good stuff. Good news. So just hang in there. Keep letting this boy know how much you love him, that how much you'd like to see him, that kind of thing. And eventually he's going to point the finger at his mother and say, why did you keep me from my father?
Yeah, he's at a very transitional age, 14 right now.
Yeah,
yeah, everything, all crazy crap's going on, hormones and all that. All right, real quick, Deep, before we move on, I have a single rebel card for you that you've never had one of these before. Subject is some good shit is about to happen.
Ooh.
And the card says, don't let your issues fuck it up.
Okay.
Whatever that means. So some good stuff's about to happen, and I guess sometimes we can get in the way of our own success.
And, yes, and our own happiness.
And happy. It doesn't have to be financial. Just whatever. Yeah, happiness. So good stuff. So.
Yeah.
All right, Deep, we appreciate you calling,
yes,
being the first caller, and holding patiently. We got a late start, and you held with us, and we appreciate that, sir.
Thank you.
Take care.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good luck to you, and you know where to find us. We do many a show a week, and you're welcome to call us. An international shout-out to you, Deep, from the UK.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Yep, until we talk again, my friend.
Yes, very good.
Yes, indeed. So we had international folks on the phone and on the Facebookers. Everything's groovy, baby, groovy.
Okay.
Keep on it, because that's what we do, the voodoo. All right. Area code 239 is in Florida. 239, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome. Very happy to have
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking to?
Catherine's daughter, Emily.
Well, Emily.
Ah, well, there we go.
I'd like to hear from you.
Hello.
You got that going.
What's on your mind, hon? What can we do for you?
So I have a question that's been on my mind for a while, and I was wondering if you could possibly help.
Sure, I'll try.
Give it a shot.
Do you see any possible romance in my future sometime soon?
All right.
Very good
or
question.
Very good.
That is a very good question. It was that question many years ago. It used to be almost
everything.
Almost all the questions back in your early days.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, that was the theme of the show back then. You know, I mean, you took any questions, but it was mainly love, love. Everybody was all worried about. And the word soulmate was really being thrown around big back then, you know?
It was.
It still is a thing nowadays, soulmate. But back then, that was like the mid-90s-ish, we'll say, right around there, when everybody started getting excited about social media hadn't even been captioned yet, even about America Online was kind of that thing. And everybody was freaky, soulmate. That's all they talked about was soulmate. And it's like, half people didn't know what the hell that meant, but...
Well, I'm going to tell you, Miss Emily, yes.
Miss Emily.
Yes, there will be. In fact, how old are you now? Because your cards are claiming that you are an adult now. Yes?
Yes, I am. I'm 25. I just turned 25 not too long ago.
Ah.
You sure don't look it, hon.
I've never seen her, but...
I would have said she's 19.
25 was a pretty exciting
age. Thank you.
Because I remember, at least in my day, that was a nice drop in your car insurance rates. 25 was a big evolution in the car insurance world. For some reason, it went down a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Your risk level went down a big... 30 was another big one. It might not even be like that anymore.
Well, but. I want to tell you that you are going to definitely meet somebody, and it's a... the way I'm envisioning it, it's around your home. It could be a passerby, you know, somebody who walks a dog. It could be somebody who lives within the vicinity there. And, King of Clubs, this is somebody very artistic, very humanitarian in spirit. I'm a club, and we club people tend to be excellent writers, painters, musicians, just lots of creative endeavors. And
so would that be some? Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you
sorry.
Go ahead. It's your opinion.
Would that be somebody who lives in the neighborhood or somebody who lives in the town? If you know.
Well,
possibly?
I'm thinking right now it's somebody that will be in the neighborhood.
Maybe not currently there yet?
Maybe not.
Maybe not, but soon enough where you see it?
Yes, and I feel that you're going to both meet, and just the initial conversation is going to be amazing. You'll just know that the two of you, it's almost as if there was a destiny attached.
Destiny.
And I feel that you will be moving out in the not-too-distant future. And it could
really?
Very, yes. And you'll be sorry to go, you know, because I feel like you are a big source of company and comfort for your mom, and you're like friends, okay? But you're not going to another planet.
That is true. You're not,
yeah.
Yes, you're not joining a covenant or whatever they call that.
Convent.
Covenant, yeah, it's not, yeah, that's a different ballgame there. But.
And I think it'll be through this relationship that you're going to end up wanting a place of your own, you know. So your cards look great. Don't worry so much about money. It's going to come through for you. There are, you know, right now we sit here on a Friday night. We don't know what next week's going to bring, the week after. I mean, the world is it's full of opportunities.
You could finish. I accidentally pushed it.
Yeah. Yeah, so
go ahead and wrap it naturally.
Yeah, but to worry about money only brings more worry, okay? And you don't want to tell the universe, hey, I love to worry, so pile it on. You want to think, this will end, I will have more than enough money than I need. Okay, that's always good stuff to put out there, good energy.
Okay, all right.
So I think it looks really good, and he's the king of clubs. And he's a bit of an old spirit, old soul.
An old soul.
So he's full of, like, wisdom, and but he's not all stuffy and, you know, dweeby.
Dweeby.
No.
Oh, the dweeby.
The dweeb.
Oh, we hate it when they're dweebs. Not all the time. All right, real quick, and Emily is a fan of the Rebel card, so she she's no stranger to it. The subject of her
please.
Rebel card. Yep. Oh, I have one. The subject of your Rebel card is shame, regret, and guilt. Those are just bullshit. Forgive. Let that shit go. And we don't know what that means.
Okay.
You'll have to contemplate the meaning of that. It does not mean anything to us.
It does click.
Okay.
Does
well, that's
click.
Good. That's good. And like, and when I do these cards, these secondary cards here,
yeah.
I wait until she's kind of got her cards down already. So, yep.
What?
Or she's repeating it to somebody else.
What did Mom say?
I think Emily was telling Mom what it said.
Yeah.
You heard
my mom just jumped in and she said, so, baby, let that shit go. And then she closed the door. So.
Roger that.
Right,
there
Mom.
You go. That would be called a confirmation. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for holding patiently as well.
Good things are coming. Very good things.
Thank you.
Word up on that, dog.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me check my list and check it. Freaking twice, blah, blah, and all that other stuff. All right. Let's just pick up the pace here. We got lots of people. There's no reason to nail them all because more keep coming, too. Going to area code 703. We probably think that's Andrea. Is it Andrea in Northern Virginia?
Yes, it is.
Whoa. There she is.
Well, she's probably had some lots of interview stuff going on, haven't you?
Yes, I have an update.
Yes.
Bring it on.
Well, remember the job that you said was okay, the first one? So I asked a bunch of questions about benefits and all that, and I actually accepted the job because that's – but the benefits are way better than what I have now, and the job will be better. But remember – I had an interview with my friend that worked down in Tyson's. Anyway, I got my interview, had a Zoom interview, and I asked them where they were in their job search. I mean, their search, beginning, middle, or the end. They said the very beginning. And so I'm thinking I'll hear something in a week or a week and a half. I got an email 10 minutes later to come in for an in-person interview next week.
Wow. Now, I felt that job was hot.
That's good. That's good. That means
yeah, that's the one.
Either they've almost made up their mind or they narrowed that field quickly. But either way, it's a good
maybe
deal.
You just came in and you rang all the bells and blew all the whistles.
You know, sometimes the people doing interviews trust their guts and their intuition especially if they've done a lot of them.
And they might think, we're not going to get anything better than this girl.
Yep. Well, that's awesome. So when is that next in-person one?
It Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
All right.
Middle of next week. So I guess you would like some cards laid down upon that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. What do you think? Because, I mean, I did take up the other one. I got to have a backup plan, so.
It's always good to have a backup plan. That's most people's fault in this world is we don't have a backup plan.
Is Tyson's Corner where they make Tyson's chicken?
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
I know what they actually, I think they do, because I remember something about the Tyson's plant. So maybe.
And then we have Smithfield, where Smithfield pork comes from.
Hams.
Sausage,
That's here in Smithfield, Virginia.
There's
imagine
a
that.
Lot of, seems like there's a lot of industry.
Well, I mean, this
agriculture and whatnot.
Where the,
in Virginia.
It's where the United States began, is in New England, you know. So, well, as far as the United States, we recognize.
Yeah, when did we come along?
Oh, come on, Deb. Let's not go through history. Oh,
well, I'm putting the cards down.
Well, let's go. Let's talk about the Virginia Company and those expeditions they had. Now, it goes back a ways there, Miss Deb. Remember, we have Jamestown up there where they have some ships and stuff.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
I'll tell you what. You're going to have a decision to make. And you're going to have to follow your heart on which way to go. You know, remember the saying, it never rains, it pours. So
yep.
I think you could find you have two options. All right. So find out all the information you need regarding, you know, benefits, et cetera. And then go with your gut. I could sit here till the cows come home and tell you, well, you know, this job is better than the other job, but you're the one who it has to fit. Okay, so I feel it's a toss-up for you. And did you say Tyson's isn't that far away?
Tyson's
is
a little closer. It's not bad. I mean, the hours 8 to 4:30, but it's ten to $20,000 more in a year.
Well, that's nothing to sneeze at.
No, that's what I'm saying. So if I had a choice, where do you think I'm going?
You're going to Tyson's, and that's what I said.
Absolutely.
Last time I read your cards, I said, I think you're going to want this other job better.
Yeah.
And boy,
that's where
I'm
going.
You're on a hot streak now where I think you're going to go into your new job and you are just going to set the world on fire. And they're going to love how good you are. They've had some really incompetent people. You know, and also the person doing these interviews might really love the idea that you're so perfect that he or she will not have to go through that whole process. You know?
Right, and plus they have recommendations from the person that they love, the facility manager that they hired. They love him, and so he recommended me.
Well, recommendation always goes a long way. So, I think we're going to be celebrating your new Tyson's job at Tyson's.
Okay.
Yeah, is your rebel card. Subject is you do you. Stop trying to change people. That shit never works.
I don't know that she tries.
I don't know. Or maybe it's an affirmation of what she does, that she should keep on doing that, not try to change somebody if she gets that urge.
Stick to you.
You do you.
That's right.
You know,
and it could be sometimes it could be a job-related thing, too, where you end up with a coworker that's a piece of crap and you think you can change them. Like, you can't necessarily.
Like the one I have now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that could be that. It could be that. Like, you gotta just do you. You can't change somebody. That never works.
This new place is like a family.
I think
you're gonna really like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for holding.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll call you Wednesday.
Oh yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Do.
Remember, she's on mute.
Okay.
So she can hear it.
Yeah. We'll all be pulling for Andrea.
The Tyson chicken stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the city. It's a guy named John Tyson who founded it when he moved to Arkansas.
How do you know this?
Because I'm psychic. Because I used goddamn Google, Deb. What do you think? I'm on a computer. Everything there.
So do you think Tyson's Corner belongs to Mike Tyson?
I think that Payson is probably a super duper duper common name, almost as much as like Smith and Johnson and stuff like that. So that's all. That is all. That is all. All right. Let's see. Let me update my update my whist. My whist.
We may be turning to you.
Oh, 51520. Oh, Lisa.
Hello. Hi, you guys. Hi.
Hi.
Well,
oh, we can't wait for the latest installment here.
What's up?
Oh, God. Well, okay. So I chewed his ass out, as you well know. I told him, you know, leave my girlfriends alone. And then,
right.
And then I went out yesterday and had a great time. And I sat next to this flaccid sultan and we kind of danced together. And I told him to put my name in his contact so that he can call me when he has a party. And he did. And then it was fun. It was a lot of fun going out. And then I came home, and my neighbor has not been out for a couple of days. He's just been stowed away in his place. And so, I don't know, late this morning, early afternoon, I called him, and no answer. And he's home. And then I texted him, and I said, I'm making the salad he likes. I said, I'm making the salad. And no response. So, I don't know, Deb, what do you
see the car? Well, I'm going to tell you, I was married to somebody like that, and it drove me freaking nuts.
Sounds like a pouter.
Yeah, a big
pouting, not getting in the way.
And he wouldn't speak to me, wouldn't eat the food I was making. We were in the same space.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to the point where you think, how old are you, child? You know, come on, act like an adult. But this is, to me, a defense mechanism that your neighbor has. Yeah. So we'll take a look here.
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
And I've got a ton of plans for, you know, tomorrow is completely filled up. And
Saturday, yeah. Saturday's usually a fun day.
And then Sunday as well.
So you're going to be busy, and you don't have time for his crocodile tears.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
I don't know. We were walking every day. So, I mean, I can certainly walk on my own, that's for sure. But
yes, you can.
I don't know if the flaccid sultan gave him an update. I have no idea.
We probably know that he did.
Well, and here's...
And there's nothing wrong with him. There's nothing to update him about.
Here's a little thing
you did
that came to my mind. You don't want him interfering with your girls, you know, hen parties, whatever you want to call it. But if you go to the sultan's parties, isn't that sort of interfering with the neighbor?
You know,
he never...
I would not go.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be, you know, I just wanted to make it a point. And I had told my neighbor, I said, why aren't you inviting me there? If you want to go with my stuff, why aren't you inviting me there? Anyway, I would not go because you're right. That's well aware. I'm well aware of that. You know, that's, I'm going to give it to him. That's his space and this is my space.
Yeah. Well, I think that's good, and also it gives you a chance to know what he's up to, you know, that there was a party at the Sultan.
Yeah, well, you put it out there, too, so that's interesting, too. That'll get fed back.
And you danced with him?
That's cool.
You danced with Flaccid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's no, you know, nobody. It was fun. Everybody was friendly. Everybody was fun. But I wouldn't force my way into Flaccid Sultan's party. You know, that's his thing, you know, the neighbor.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, because I know you want me to bottom line this, you and the neighbor are going to make up really soon. Thunder's sure to come true.
Are you kidding me? I am surprised.
You're going to feel more bonded than ever.
I can't believe that. I'm going to have a heart attack.
He doesn't like doing this. It's a knee-jerk response. Where he does that. And it wasn't nice about your salad. You know, you do something nice for a person, they can actually, you know, break their neck to respond.
International shout out to Cho in the UK. Welcome.
Yes.
Well,
Go ahead.
I was just going to make the salad for myself, and he always likes it too. So I was going to offer it to him. It was kind of my incentive to get the ball rolling in my own domain. You know, I was a little slow. I was slow poking around, getting stuff done, and I thought, oh, I should make the salad. And so, but you know, he didn't break my heart by not taking the salad. I feel bad for him. I feel sad for him that he locks himself up in there. Is he angry at me?
No. No, he feels kind of betrayed by you.
Well, what if he was angry? Would that make a difference?
I just have to pull out that, you know, I'd be prepared
Wait a second. You said he feels betrayed by her. That usually means he's not happy with her then.
In the sense he can't understand why, if she loves him so much, he can't come to these gatherings. We know his secret agenda.
I told him already.
She knows too.
Short of getting out the whiteboard and diagramming it, I mean, I've described in colorful detail and used the same lines like a mantra. This is why you can't come. And then I outline it in bullet, you know, points. And it's so repetitive, you know, I get tired of hearing it.
And it's not that big of a deal. Guys shouldn't even care that much.
Well, really.
I know.
I'd be like, oh, cool. Tell me what nights those are so I can make my own plans and go have fun with the boys.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yep.
But he knows how I feel about that, so he doesn't want to engage in too much man.
Oh, I was talking regular fun, Dad, not meat whistle blowing fun.
No,
I'm just talking about going out hanging out with the guys.
No, I'm saying he doesn't want to give her the impression that he's running around with a bunch of gay guys.
Well, he doesn't have to be. He can say he's going out with the fellows to hang out and have coffee or do whatever. Whatever the voodoo they do. I don't know if they like sports. I don't know what they like.
Yeah, the voodoo they do, yeah.
The voodoo that they do.
Now, one thing I want to tell you, there is very strong potential in your cards the next time you go out with your friends, that guy that you said you're kind of crushing on a little bit.
He goofed with.
With the nice ass and all that. He's going to ask you out.
Well, that's going to be a big fat no. No, he's a playboy. He's not my type. You know who I have really strong ties to? Those two dudes that I was telling you about. I love those guys. They're into each other. They're gay. But they're friends. They were there last night. We were having a good time. And, you know, it's a friendly. We're all friends. And those should have
gotten numbers.
You know,
should have got phone numbers and stuff so you could stay connected.
You guys could coordinate.
No, we are. I tell them. No, we are. We're part of a group. And I told them about what's going on tomorrow. And so I'm, you know, we were dancing with each other. I just think they're adorable. They're earth angels. I love them to pieces.
And I'm
happy.
You don't pose a threat to their relationship because neither one of them wants a woman.
Well, right.
You know?
I know.
Yes.
And we're all perfect. We're all perfectly happy. I'm happy that they're guys and we're all together and we just have a good time. We laugh and dance and, you know, what more could you ask for? And I told him what was going on tomorrow night. And, you know, I tell him, I bring him up to date on what's going on. And so we'll, you know, we'll continue. And we've got plans, you know, all the way up to Monday, you know, and you know, dinner plans and, you know, and other people, too, in the group. There are other people that are coming, you know, but I really like those guys. And the reason
I think I like them so much
is because I don't want to be targeted. Yeah.
She doesn't want to be targeted at like a meat market.
Well, yes.
Right.
Russian.
And if you hang
with men that aren't trying to get in your pants.
But if she hangs with a couple of men, that keeps other men away.
And if they have a good fashion sense. Wow.
Yeah. I don't see anyone that I'm into. I'm friendly with everyone. I'll flirt with everybody, but this is just a fun time. And those two dudes are my favorite dudes.
Okay. All right, Deb, so summarize.
All right, let's see what we got
summarize.
Here. Your work is still going to go out on an upswing, and it's going to be very good for you, okay?
Oh, thank God.
So, yeah, bear that in mind. You guys, I think, are going to have to look at moving.
Really?
Or to, yeah. Because I think somebody's going to take over the building that's going to want to gut it or something like that.
Are you kidding?
No,
are
I'm not.
Kidding?
No.
Oh, no.
No, she's not kidding.
Are you kidding?
No.
Oh, my God.
One more time. She is not kidding.
Will the rats disperse? Like, I'll go one way and my neighbor will go another?
No, he wants to go with you.
Of course he does. That's what he wants.
He wants you in the same dwelling.
Well, can you imagine the control that he would have?
Well, you'd have to just let him know, hey, buddy.
Yeah, right, yeah, because nobody ever violates boundaries.
I would say you could put a ring on my finger, but you ain't putting one in my nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. You could say that when you're under the exact same roof with no wall between you. Dynamics will change. Dynamics will change. You can put up all the little, we have this verbal agreement. Yeah, yeah, good luck when you're under the same roof. The same front door.
With no commitment, in their, if they're just two friends living together.
Well, I agree with that, but we'll see how that rolls.
Well, here in this house, it seems to work beautifully.
I don't lock myself in a frickin' room for two straight days when I don't get my way.
Well, then.
So I'm saying this guy's a different ball game than me, Deb. Different, whole different ball game.
Yeah.
He wants control.
Yeah, and you'd have to give it a lot of thought.
You would have to. I'm just throwing shit out. I don't have cards. I'm just throwing shit out there. To me, I'd be very scared to make that call. But hey,
from the cards is
I am not
you
Lisa.
You might be sorry you went that route, especially after you meet somebody. You know that you are going to want to date somebody. It maybe isn't now, but it will come. Yes, it will come.
Book them. They
Do
will
come. Do you
think come.
I would buy this place? What, if they want to sell this place?
What, the old, where you live?
Well, you saw
well,
dispersion.
We talked about it. We talked about it, he and I.
Now
the neighbor
that,
and I talked about not buying this particular place, but we talked about looking for a place to buy together.
Yes, I think you would buy it together. Might be best bet is like a duplex or a side by side or something like that.
Like same but different. Like right now, same but different.
So you have your privacy and he has his. But you make sure you take that shower curtain with you.
Take a shower curtain with you, yes.
Yes,
yes indeed. And maybe find a place where you each have your own laundry room instead of sharing one. A lot of duplexes have their own little laundry rooms. Well, I've seen them where they all have, because you don't all you need is one little washer and dryer, you know. You don't need
You're right. No, you're right. My grandma used to own duplexes tons of years ago, and they were not styled like this one that I'm living in. This is like a house with a door.
That is very what you have described is odd. I have not seen a duplex like that, like she describes.
Oh God, and I keep you know when we're on. You know, when we're on good terms, I talked to him about this. I said, what happened? Can you imagine if we weren't living here and people were living in here? How do they get along? I mean, it's very intimate. It's very, very intimate. I can hear his movements in the laundry room because I have feelings toward him. It doesn't bug me. And then he can hear my movement. I mean, we know what we're doing. We know each other. I've even asked him, have you put a camera in my place? Because he knows too much, you know. He knows a lot, and I've even told him, you know, I expect to hear you shouting at me through the kitchen at night. Get out of that refrigerator!
Oh my God,
he's always talking to me. He's always talking to me.
You need a west and an east wing. And a thought struck me: if you could find a place that had, say, common areas, kitchen, dining room, living room. But then you each had, like he's saying, your own wing. I mean, that would be awesome. Yeah.
That would be
so
perfect.
Yeah, well, you know.
So anyway, bringing us back. Yes, I think that guy is really smitten with you at the bar. I'm not seeing anything underhanded about him, just that he finds you wildly sexy.
Well, it's probably
and the
elusiveness can be an attraction, too.
Somebody
that seems untouchable can seem very challenging.
Well, in the bar, the easy bar women probably have had sex with him in the car, you know, or girlfriend that would bring a van. So she'd have
That was a long time ago.
Mobile hotel room with her. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Did she have STD kits in there? Okay. Let's do the test.
I don't think I have instant STD tests, unfortunately. Like the COVID one.
Is pretty, what do you call it, like disciplined about using the old Trojan, whatever they're called. I think he'd be okay. I mean, you'd be okay.
No.
But I often
How are you going to know that?
I wonder about the oral sex. How do you, you know,
no.
I know they have a dental dam for women. When I was in the Army, they were demonstrating it, the trainer, and it looks ridiculous. And I think Saran wrap would work just as well.
And you could probably get the off-brand version so you don't have to spend a lot of money on the Saran wrap.
Right, just an El Cheapo store.
Then go to the Dollar Tree and buy their Saran wrap. Yeah.
I'm not sure that aluminum foil is going to work real good.
I have not seen rubbers at the Dollar Tree. I noticed though.
No.
They do have plenty of pregnancy tests at the Dollar Tree, which is interesting. Lots of them. Oh, lots of them. Yes,
yeah.
I might be pregnant. I think I should put all my hopes and dreams and fears into a Dollar Tree test. Why would I want to get a more accurate one? No.
No, I'm not into picking or taking anyone home from the bar, having intimate anything or dates. My whole fun is just being there. And I like my two friends. I love my two friends, my guy friends. And everybody's friends there. You know, I don't care if you're drinking or not drinking. We're all friends. We know, we're familiar with each other. We have a lot of fun.
So are other bars. You know, I used to hang out down the street like it was Cheers, that TV show where everybody knows your name. You walk in and they're like, hey, Dale, come on over.
Most of them are like that, unless you go one of those freaking actual clubs. That's different. But most of your places that are not tiny but not giant, those are usually 90% of the people there are just to have fun.
Familiar.
Yeehaw!
All right, here you go.
Yeah, is your rebel card subject? I like the subject because it says laugh.
Thank you.
That's a good subject.
Thank you.
And then it says, where the fuck is your sense of humor?
All right. I think it's about the neighbor.
It probably is about the whole situation. Instead of you feel bad, maybe you'd be like, well, you should laugh and say, what the hell are you doing there, dude?
It's like, what is wrong with people?
If you
want
to stay shut in that room and you're trying to attract attention like a child goes, I'm not eating. I'm never eating again or something like a little kid would do. It's like, I'm never coming to my room again.
All right,
Dad. Well, you know, you have a good time if you need me to slip something under your frickin' door, dude, while you're in hiding, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't understand people that have no humor. I mean, if you think about it, just about everything in life, there is a funny side.
You gotta, either you laugh or you cry. Sometimes it's better to laugh.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
It's the only way to fly,
The friendly sky. That's right. I want to get away.
Well,
all right, Miss Lisa.
Yeah.
We shall move on. Thank you very much.
Earth Angels. Earth Angels.
Earth Angels. All right. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Love to you both.
We shall talk again. Wee.
All right, darling. We love you.
All right.
Ciao, ciao.
We shall keep on. All right, let's. We got a card down. Stand by, next caller.
I did not.
No card down?
Not that I can
see. Okay, well then, false alarm. All right, let's rock it over to area code 952 in Minnesota. 952, welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Glad to have you with us.
Who is this? Hi. Hello?
Hi. Yes?
You are here.
You are.
Hi, this is Sam. It's Samora.
Sam.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Did it rain where you were today? Because my sister in Duluth said it did nothing but rain.
It didn't rain, but it was windy and just sprinkling a little bit of snow, but nothing too bad.
Well,
okay.
I don't think I'd get too excited yet.
Well, you know, after the last 2 years straight of butt tons of snow, you know it's going to be the other end of the spectrum eventually. So, all right.
So, Sam, what brings you to the show?
Yes, indeed.
Well, I guess my job, because I don't know, like, you know, because, like, you're like, oh, I really want this job. It's your dream, like, scenario. And then when you get there, it's just, like, not really what you thought it was going to be.
Mm.
I just...
Okay. Are you interested in finding something else?
Yes, and well, I am always open to something else, but I guess what the vibes are.
Are you trying to understand these people? Is there a weird dynamic. Oh, somebody's got a cough.
Sound like a young one has a cough.
Yeah, he does.
Well, it's that time of year.
Well, it really is.
And they have little lungs and little sinuses. So,
they do.
Yep, very tiny.
Let's see what we're getting
here. I got a guy I work with that's had, like, a cough for the last 2 weeks.
Really?
And he's pissed off about it, yeah.
Well, I hope it's nothing more.
Well, he's had it for 2 weeks, and he hasn't died, so I guess it's probably nothing more.
Well, I wish Sam, I could be more positive for you.
Who could?
Sam. Her name is Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she said Santa, and I was like, holy crap, did we get transformed back to Christmas? Okay, never mind. All right.
I wish I could be more positive. I really think that's the way things are going to be there. But the good news is I feel a new job is going to fall into your lap before you know it. So keep an eye out for it. I don't think this is necessarily going to transform into your true dream job. So, I mean, you can keep trying to... I don't know what be like Switzerland and just try to be nice to everybody, but I get the feeling too it's an unhappy workplace. You know, nobody's happy there.
It's like they gave us, they showed us all this, like, look at what this is going to be, and then when it is, like, it's not what they said it was going to be, and they're not, like, doing what they said they were going to do, and then really it's them, like, controlling what we do when they said that we were going to be, like, free to do what, you know, make our classrooms how we wanted, but no, we have to go to them first, and, like, for every little thing to make sure it's okay, we have to have it okayed by them. If it's not okay, then we can't do it. So I'm just, like, flabbergasted and, like, it's weird.
Well, yeah, and if it's not a good fit, it kind of puts a shadow over your life. You know, what do you think, Jim? Does that sound like bad management or what?
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean, obviously. I mean, if they're implementing things and then just kind of not really supporting people when it fails, you know, they suck. They suck. I agree with the kid.
Yeah, but things are going to get better.
More better.
And you're maybe going to acclimate at this job to the style that they're running show, you know, or you're going to find another job that will suit you so much more. Oh, there is another one coming. This is not the last job on earth for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably knew that too. So, yeah. But you want
Thank
the one you
you, yeah.
One.
Nobody, yeah, and everybody's coming to me and, like, telling me how much, like, they don't like management and stuff. And, like, we all are just, like, getting to know each other, but, like, everyone's, like, telling me all the stuff that they don't like about management. I'm like, I'm not anybody. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not, like, what are you telling me? You know what I mean?
I guess you're you're the person, the ear that makes them feel good to talk to.
I think so.
Now, they got to vent somewhere, so they vent to a coworker, and you're the one that must be very you must come across as, I agree, I'm with you, I understand type of thing.
Right,
that's what I get out of it.
Yeah!
All right, here's a rebel card. Remember now, before you go, remember these rebel cards, no sugarcoating.
Yeah.
But the very end message is going to be positive, so don't get pissed off when you hear this. Subject is stop fucking whining.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no one wants to listen to that shit. Complaining makes you weak. Now here's where it gets positive. You have the strength to change the world, so do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And keep looking, as one of our Facebookers is saying. It's easier to find a job while you already have one, you know.
Right.
So when you're not, two reasons. One, you look better to the person that's interviewing you. And two, you're not desperate because you have a job.
And maybe you could do an exit interview so you could tell them what you think.
Yeah, does that place have exit interviews?
No, but I can make them have one.
You can make them have one, but if they don't do them on a regular basis, they're gonna write that down and throw it into a fucking shit can when she leaves.
Right.
If they don't do it as a regular practice, I want an exit interview. They're gonna be okay. No, nod their head and listen and pretend to write shit down. They might like write a shopping list for groceries. They're not gonna give two squats if they don't have it as a regular practice already.
Terrible.
They would, if they really cared, they would already have one all the time when somebody left. So.
Well, it's a new one. It's a whole new company. So I'm just a whole new daycare. So I'm like, I'm just asking, like, have you guys ran a daycare before? I'm just confused. Like, they have all these awards and they've written books and stuff. I'm like, but have you ran a daycare before? Like, it's just,
I would actually ask them sometimes. Have anybody here actually ran one of these before more than 2 days? Anyone? And then if they say they have, and I say, did you get fired? Because you seem to suck at it right now. You know, because you could have ran one before, but you might have ran it into the ground, and you might be doing the same thing again here, buckaroo.
Yeah, I'll play nice until something lands into my lap, I guess.
That's what you do. That is the wisest thing on earth. If you don't have something else ready to take, then you just play it cool. Do your job, show up, get that paycheck, you know, and then something else comes along, you say sayonara to them.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
If they don't wise up and change. I mean, there is always that possibility that somehow they figure we got to make a big change and start changing how we do business. You can only hope. But if they don't, you leave. You get away.
Yeah.
You don't wait for the ship.
I feel like they'll have a lot of learning to do right now. So they'll learn from a lot, I feel like.
In some places, and I've worked at them and maybe still do, only learn the hard way. That's all they frickin' learn. That's all. It's like you would think after you keep learning the hard way, you'd stop doing that. Nope. They just keep on waiting until there's a crisis. And then they say, I guess we shouldn't do that again. Well, you should have saw that coming before there was a crisis. But, hey, that's the way people.
Yeah, I just bite my tongue. I'm like, they'll figure it out.
Yep.
I'm not giving any.
You know, what can you do anyway? Yep, this is rock and roll. All right, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. We appreciate the call.
Good luck to you, Sam.
Thank you.
Yeah, call
thank
back.
You.
Don't be a stranger.
And stay warm.
And we hope your little
thank
one
you.
Gets healthy.
Yeah, the little guy with the bad cough.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well,
you're
welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for holding.
I have a question for you. Why do so many people have access to your money?
Well, they probably frequent her house. They're relatives.
Is this, are, are you keeping it in a cookie jar like you see in the movie?
She called it a money jar now. I don't know if that's just a figure of speech.
Maybe it's time to find a better spot. I mean, I can't understand people just coming in and helping themselves to your stash, you know, when you're trying to save.
Money.
It's a hit. Don't give me any of that.
Keep your hands off of my stash. I love Pink Floyd. Love me some Pink Floyd. All right.
And for your mom to do it.
She said parents at first. I've been missing the updates, but yeah.
She said I didn't expect my mother.
Do that. That's right. What kind of mom is that?
Yeah, I would think you need to better store that money. So.
That's right. Or put some kind of booby trap in there. Or put a hidden camera that catches them in the act.
Oh, yeah.
And they can confront them.
There's a lot of better ways to hide money.
Or don't hide it. Like I say, put a little hidden camera there. They're cheap.
They have fake books that have,
But you can buy a little camera and just conceal it without anybody even noticing. But, yeah, you can buy really.
And then what? You confront them?
Then you say, hey, they ask them, did you take my money? They say no. I say, oh, hang on a second. And you pull it up on your phone and say, what the fuck's that?
Yeah, well.
What is that? And then see what they got to say. All right. Facebookers, I typed it, but I did not announce it. We are opening the floor, folks. The floor is open to the Facebookers.
Yeah, so you're right. Under the floorboards, I had a grandmother that would literally sew it into the hem on her drapes. That's where she would put it. So she'd open up the hem a little bit. Put money, you know, keep money in there, and then whip stitch it closed.
I am a crazy son of a bitch out of a mental asylum, but I would put it in a bank. Call me stupid. Call me crazy. But I put it in a bank. That's just me, though. I'm the crazy bun. Just throwing that out there, that bank thing. All right, we are not getting any takers. Okay, well, if you guys got to type something, we will not turn it away at this point. And I'll keep an eye. But now somebody could call in at any moment. So if you do have a question, if you can't message her, you should type it now and hit enter.
Just type it in.
Well, I'm just saying, okay. Your messenger one's going to be preferred, but yes.
Yeah.
You can type away and we'll take it. But if you don't get it in quickly, we're going to take the next caller that calls in. And they've been coming and going. Some people, I guess, get a little impatient on a Friday night.
She does keep money in the bank.
Well, I understand that.
But maybe she needs to have some, you know, some people need some household money, like, what did they call it? Like petty cash?
Right. I know.
All right, Catherine, that sounds good.
Yes, we have a reading, folks. The door is shut on readings. We have one in progress right now.
And to me, that sits under the title of stealing.
Oh, no, there's no sits under the title. It is 100% theft. Somebody takes something without asking, it's theft. I don't care.
So we got time. Just wait while I do Catherine's question.
Oh, yeah. It's we've got a 90-minute mark on a Friday, so stand by. Yeah, it is stealing. Now, there's different levels of stealing, obviously. There's some that'll get you 20 years in prison. There's other ones that'll just slap your kid's hand when your kid takes something. But, yeah, it's not nice. You know, it's like, ask. If you need some money, ask. And you know what? Yeah, I might say no, but that doesn't give you the right to steal because you don't want me to say no.
We could rent it as a slush fund where it say, take 20 pounds. When they pay you back, they give you the 20 pounds plus 20 pounds.
Yeah, people that steal shit out of a jar aren't going to pay you any interest.
No.
So you already know that. Probably not even going to pay back the original loan anyway. So she's thinking about getting the cops. Oh, I don't think you have a leg to stand on there, money in a jar. I don't know if I'd go that far getting the police involved. I think they would be like very perturbed to even have to respond and fill out a report.
Put it in a good sealed bag and put it in the toilet tank where a lot of people hide their drugs.
You know what? You got to evaluate the whole living situation if you have to hide money from people you live with. That's all I can say. Yeah, maybe you're getting rid of the wrong thing. Maybe it's the people you live with you need to get rid of.
Catherine, it looks like it should be a go.
A go? Right,
where they're going. They're moving to a different selling spot. All right. Looks like it should be very good. Want you to know that this was in Emily's cards and she's in yours. And that girl is going to make a lot of money for herself in the coming future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's got a lot of talent. And when somebody gets a hold of it, you know, yeah, there's all this AI stuff out there. But come on. I don't think it's going to be quite as slick as they're all telling us it's going to be. And the human touch, like in drawing, painting, writing, music, all of that, it's still going to be, oh, yeah, very vital in the future. And look at that. Catherine stashes money between meat and the freezer.
It all depends on where you put it, how much people go into that area, too. If they go in the freezer all the time, then you can't.
Wait, just make sure it's...
If I got to stash money, I am going to fucking make a change to that environment where I don't have to stash money. It's all I'm saying. Somebody taking my shit, that's somebody's out the goddamn door. That's very quick and painless. That's horrible. When you steal money, that's very personal.
When it's family.
It doesn't even matter if it's family or strangers. Somebody steals from another person, that is a horrible thing to me. That is a violation, and you should not be near me. Because it means you think nothing of me to take from me.
Yeah, especially in a sneaky way instead of, like you said, asking.
Ask. And you know why they don't ask? Because you're going to probably say, I can't afford it. And they don't want to hear that. She's like the mom's partner is an alcoholic. So, well, there you go.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And Suzanne, you're, what are you doing?
I'm laughing. Look, you'll see why I'm laughing. That's why I'm laughing. That was pretty good. That was a pretty good one there.
Oh, my God, yes.
And I don't need to – blog talkers, you should be in Facebook, too, so you can see some of this fun stuff, I can say. All right, well, thank you very much. Oh, wait, second, wait. Oh, for Catherine.
Yeah. Okay,
Catherine,
yeah.
I have your rebel card.
All right, and then we go to Cho.
It says, believe what you see. Face reality or live in fucking la-la land. Choose bravely.
That for Suzanne?
For Catherine, who we just did a reading for, Ms. Deborah.
Oh, okay.
All right, Cho's next. Mm-hmm. Did he type his question or did he not?
Yeah, his question is,
the company
I work for, is some roles are now at risk of redundancy. Please may I ask what the cards are showing? Redundancy, is what does that mean, that some roles are... not necessary.
It sounds like they have people that are doing the same job as somebody else. I don't know. And they maybe that means that their worth is they have more people working than they need. Maybe that's what he's saying.
All right, we're gonna see.
Yes, a lot of times if you have a lot of people doing something that only one person needs to do, eventually the company's going to figure out they got to trim some fat.
That's what I want a clarification.
Yeah. If that's the case, that we have multiple people doing roles that only one person needs to do, then somebody going to go bye-bye, because if they don't, then that's a bad company, because you got to trim the fat or reassign responsibilities. But that's your choice. Them's the things you got to do.
Well, it's a fact of life, people, that when you work in a job, they can decide to reorganize, downsize. You know, they can make, what do they call, lateral moves out of people. It's their dime, but some people here might not know what it is.
I mean, yeah, it's their company. They are the employer. You are the employee, and you could have gotten hired under some things. And now, if you had some kind of contracts and stuff, that's a different ballgame. But typically, we're not signing much of anything except I promise to do these things so the company covers their ass. But yeah, so, but they also understand that if they start screwing with workers, they'll leave. They will leave.
They
so
will,
the company
and that,
would, yep.
Jim's Place did that. And some of their best engineers found other work. Right?
Yeah, it's a tough market out there, and there's some places that pay a lot of money, and money talks, and people walk.
Okay, so I'm not seeing this happening to you. I don't feel it's going to impact you. But, oh, honey, you worry a lot. There's so much worry and anxiety around you. You know, life is going to happen to all of us. Shit happens.
Shit does happen.
And that, rather than worry, what if... You know, overthinking can be like a disease. What if this happens? What if that happens? What am I going to do in this other case? You know, sometimes you just got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go.
Just with today. My late husband used to say, worry about today, today. Tomorrow, if it comes, worry about tomorrow.
That's what I'm talking about.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't sweat shit you have no control over, especially if it's not today.
And you have such genius in you, but you also have a perfectionist personality or quality, I guess I'd say, that really it causes you to doubt yourself. And I don't know if that's how you were raised. You know, hey, when I was growing up, my nickname was Dumb Dumb Debbie. So, yeah, I know you do, Cho. It's right here. You worry all the time. And so that really put kind of a real, I don't know what you want to call it, like a real, I don't know. It made me not be believe in myself. And so I did a lot of menial jobs. You know, not thinking that I was actually worth much, because it's funny how we listen to what we're told as a kid, okay? And as for you, Cho, you gotta find ways to shut that off. Really, you do. This is why some people become heavy drinkers or they're into drugs. I think because they can't shut that off, and you've got to. Or it's going to create ulcers. You can get migraines. Cluster headaches are terrible. I'm just saying that I don't feel it's coming for you. But if you sit and worry about it, you don't want to make it happen too. So,
yeah!
And no, I don't see you working at Disneyland.
Yeah, he's kidding, of
course.
But
some of those people do make a lot of money.
You know, they have marketing and business and IT. They have everything that any big company has too. You don't have to just sit there and dress up as Mickey Mouse. So,
you know,
all right.
Yeah, and Jim's right. If you doubt a little bit, you're going to start doubting everything.
Speaking of which, yeah. Your rebel card subject. I didn't read it yet. I just did my thing, and its subject is get the fuck out of your head.
Oh boy, that's a good one.
Get in your heart. It misses you.
Oh.
So maybe sometimes stop worrying so much and then get back into the passion that drives you to do the things you do.
Yeah, and it's not the last work job on earth. You know, sometimes we start feeling like that. Well, that's the last man on earth, last woman, last job, last house. Well, guess what? The world is full of them.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of the problem is, though, is you worry when you work at a place for a significant amount of time, it's almost like an investment. If you just leave and you walk away from something, possibly, that's the only issue. If I'm halfway through a retirement and now this place is going to hell, you get, like, pissed off. I wanted to ride it out, blah, blah, blah. That's different. But, all right, thank you very much, Joe. We appreciate it. Thank you for sticking around with us tonight.
Yeah,
and
do join us more often and laugh. Get those endorphins going in your head, you know?
True that.
It
all right.
It can't hurt.
We're going to the phones. Area code 917, New York 917. Or is it New York? Welcome.
Hello there.
Hello, hello.
Well,
how
hi.
Are you, Guy?
Very
hi,
nice.
Hi.
And your voice is very sultry.
Sounds like Kit Kat.
Are you Kit Kat?
Yes, yes. Thank you. Trying to mellow my voice and trying to be mellow, even though I'm cooking underneath, but that's something else. Thank you.
Well, how is everything?
Well, things are okay. It's been a rough week. I'm feeling calmer now. But I have an interview coming up Wednesday. It's not for a job or anything good. So it's more like to, you know, I'm on this program and they want to see if anything's new or changed. Am I still eligible? I want to be off it, but I haven't gotten my health back yet to be able to do it. So unfortunately, I still need it. Anyway, so I wonder what you see coming of that. Do they have any information at all on me that would bite me, you know, something I did wrong that I didn't realize?
All right, well, let's take a look.
Makes any sense.
Well, good thing we got you in time.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You're going to take us out.
And she's not the only one that calls from this area. Of course, it is in New York, so there's one or two people that have this area code. Imagine that.
Are you born and raised, in New York?
In and around.
Okay.
In and around. Okay, there you go.
Well, born in New York, lived in a borough, and then we moved to Long Island, and then I moved back, and I've lived in the city myself for a long time.
Wow.
I'm
envious. I would love to be able to live there for a year.
That's a lot of humans there, boy.
Wow,
all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
I
know.
Everything should go wonderfully for you at the interview. Wonderfully. If this is something pertaining to, like, disability or having to do with maybe payments you receive, because there's money around this, I think it'll be just fine. So if you're being requalified or something, don't worry. It looks very good.
I'm a little bit concerned that they're going to ask me for specific names of people.
Like friends or?
Had a roommate. They want me to have a roommate, and I did have one for a while. And anyway, are they going to be specific and ask me all about that or ask me names? I was hoping to just get around, like, anonymously. I want to protect their privacy. Will
that seems really intrusive for them to put names in a record like that. So, if they get investigated, that's a violation of their privacy, you know? So I'm not saying that. I think that this should go. I mean, I would be very shocked and disappointed if you call back and say, oh, it went horribly, because honestly, that's not what I see at all.
Right. I keep hoping that they find.
Go ahead. No, you tell me.
I was going to say, I have this fantasy. I keep hoping that they will have found a mistake in my records and that they should have been paying me more. And then I will get a bunch of back money also. But that's my dream.
That's
my dream. Is that at all possible from what you see?
Well, and you know, those who are on Social Security or disability, they worry all the time that it's going to get reduced, and it should not be taxable. That's what kills me. How are they taxing Social Security for people that need every dollar of it? Insane.
I know.
It's not right.
Mm-mm. What are you going to do, Deb?
Well, because it's like somebody's already been taxed once when they worked, and now they're getting taxed again.
You make it sound like that's amazing that never happens. I earn a wage, it gets taxed. I go buy something, I get taxed. I mean, the $1 gets taxed multiple times. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, except the rich and the corporations don't get that.
But they get breaks because they drive the economy.
That's what it is.
They get the breaks because every city wants to get a headquarter, a big company in there, so they give them all these breaks, so they come there, because they do make money off of them eventually, but
And yep. I don't want to get your hopes up too high, but it is
right.
possible there is an error in your papers. Mm-hmm. Do they give you a copy of your record? Or do you have to request
yeah. it? You have to request it.
Might not hurt to go over that because there's what I see here is if we got the four of diamonds with the ten of clubs, but just telling me that something that is an official document is there's an error. So might be worth looking at. Okay. And then you get all that retroactive pay. Yes. That'd be nice.
Well, it would, of course, be nice. Well, yeah.
I did look at my records, you know, when I first started, and I tried to do something about it, and they kept telling me no, there was nothing wrong from what they saw. But you know, I just kept hoping that you know something may pop up that they say, oh wait a minute,
wasn't entered wrong. There are advocates out there where
it's
in their own best interest to say there's no error. Because somebody will be responsible for that. So, yeah, we'll see how this unfolds for you. All right, Jim's got to take you to your
I do. I have your rebel card. It says, what the hell are you waiting for? Get that shit done. It says, if you are waiting for a sign, well, here it is.
Yeah. So I think it would not hurt to get a look at your own record, and then if you have to, go to an agency that, you know, advocates on the part of people that are like you.
Mm-hmm.
I've had others.
Well,
that
here's the deal.
Yeah.
Way back when I did request a record, I went to a public law advocacy place, you know, free legal help, and they turned me down and said there wasn't a case. Unless maybe because they're free, maybe I need a private attorney. I don't know if it makes a difference.
And they'll give you a free consultation, you know, so they can take a look. We need to talk about this another time, hon. I'm sorry, but they're going to shut us off the air.
Yes, that little British lady is going to start talking on Blog Talk and getting angry with us.
Yeah, so hang in there. Your interview is going to go great.
Yeah, keep calling back.
All right, hon.
You know where to find us.
Yes. Hugs and
absolutely.
Good luck to you. Good luck to you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Well.
Have a great night.
You
Thank
too
you.
As well.
Ta-da.
All righty. We're going to wrap the Blog Talk portion of our show.
All right, what are you playing?
Well, whatever you desire.
Well, we did Dire Straits.
We did that one recently.
Night.
Pick a song, any song. Or do you want
do
me
Madonna.
To do
Madonna. She's sweet.
Uh-oh, there's
But
Michelle and Dean Block Sucker.
Yes. 4 p.m. Pacific. I'd love to have you join us.
We'd love you long time.
Bye bye, Block Talkers. Until we meet again.
Until we begin, my sherry.
Bye.